Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Chris, Lauren, Steve, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello,
hi.
Lisa.
Did Chris say hi?
I did. Oh. I was trying not to breathe heavily.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about Disney's Animal Kingdom's Wild Africa Trek. And this is an experience that Lauren, Steve, and I all got to experience it's a month ago already. Can you believe
it?
So we're just catching up with some stuff to report back. But what an incredible experience. For those of you that don't know it, Lauren, do you want to tell them a little bit about the Wild Africa Trek, just an overall synopsis of what we get when we go?
The time was, 2.5-3 hours?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. You have two guides, and you actually get a listening device to hear so that when you're walking and there's, 12 people, if you're at the back of the line, you can hear everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's this cute little earpiece that you put on. You don't even know it's there, but you can hear everything, which is great.
Yeah. And the cost is actually, with tax, it comes to $201 per person. And you have to be 8 years old to go on it.
Or older.
Yes. Yeah. No. It's just the 8-year-olds that can go.
Well, I'm just clarifying,
No, you're right. You're right.
Like, oh, God, I'm 28 years late,
That's how I felt.
And where does an 8-year-old get that much money? I mean.
Okay. So, 3-hour tour. We get 2 tour guides. How many people are in a group, typically?
Up to 12.
Okay.
You actually go behind the Tusker House. There's an area kind of tucked away in the back down there that you go and you start off where you bring all your personal belongings and you put it all into a locker. I highly recommend putting everything in the locker. Don't take a camera. They're going to take a gazillion pictures, and it's included.
Yeah, they have a photographer with a very nice camera. One of the guides, one guide talks and one guide takes pictures, and then they switch. And so they're both very knowledgeable and good at taking pictures. And you will get the CD in the mail after your adventure, after you return home and all that. And it's included in the cost. And
there's
so many pictures.
Yeah, you really don't need, I mean, if you really, really feel the need to bring a camera with you, bring something to wrap it in case it starts to rain, because there is nothing to put your camera in if it does rain. And it did rain on us, so we are actually talking from experience with that one. Then they strap you into a vest with somewhat of a harness, right?
Yeah,
it's got like a harness on it for going over the bridges. And
so you're carabinered in.
Yeah.
Right. And then they put you on a little practice rope bridge to make sure you can handle it. And they give you a little Jumbo juice from Tusker House. And then you start your trek.
Yeah, and when you go when you go on the trek, you actually go, there's not like a paved path. You're like walking through the woods, holding the branch for the next person so it doesn't hit them in the face. And you're behind scenes, you're like backstage in the safari area behind all those enclosures. But it still looks like, there's like not a wall there or fences or anything. It's just like you're out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Out in wild Africa. Well, they start you off and you go over to like the hippo area. And it is. It's very raw. There's no paths. And, you do get hit in the face with those branches.
Yes, you do.
And it's not prepared for tourists. But we stopped over at the hippos and we got to see Henry the hippo. He was awesome because he was hungry and it was feeding time. And again, we had the two guides, but then there's another expert, a hippo expert, who was there feeding him. And we're all hooked in. We're carabinered in. And you can literally like hang over the ledge. I mean, you could lean over and get as close to the edge as you wanted, and you're going to be safe. But just so incredibly cool to see this huge beast with this mouth. I mean, my gosh, he's just ginormous and just a very energizing experience getting to see him. We got to hear about him and the other males and how they all have their different territories, and then all the different girl hippos that are in there and how Henry likes them. And it was just fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely, it was a unique experience. I mean, just seeing them, how they feed them and the amount of vegetables and fruit that they go through.
Right. They do definitely go through a lot, but they, they're very at ease. It's like they're out in the wild, but they do know the trainers, and 'cause she was banging on the bucket to kind of call him, and he came over and he's like, okay, lunchtime, let's go. So just so cool. And then we got to go on, where'd we go after that? After that, did we go to the bridge? No, we got to see the skeletons, the skulls.
Yeah.
We saw the hippo skull and we saw the croc skull.
Yeah.
And those are impressive. When you see them up close, you're like, that's a head?
Yeah.
That was just very impressive. Let's see, where did we go after that?
They kind of guided us along and told us some different interesting facts along the way.
Mm-hmm. And of course, and you can ask questions, and again, you can hear everything that's happening because you've got that earpiece. I really like that earpiece.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And mine did kind of bleep out in the middle of this, but they carry extras. So they just said, okay, fine, let's switch you out, get you a new piece, and I was good to go.
I mean, with you guys being on these trails, and it sounds, or not even trails, I mean, you're kind of off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it something that you feel like a person needs to be in decent physical shape for, or is this something that, you know, pretty much anybody can do, even if you're kind of a couch potato?
They do have weight limits because they are putting you over the bridge, and safety is always the main concern. But also, you know, the age restrictions, we kind of covered that.
I mean, you need to be able to get around. I don't know if...
There's no handicap accessibility.
Yeah, like you can't cross that rope bridge.
Yeah, no, this is a weight limit of 310 pounds attached to it.
That could be.
So that would fit most adults. I mean, that's fine. Minimum height, 48 inches. Minimum 60 pounds. So, like you said, 8 years old would be pretty much out there. That's good to know. I mean, so I, Lauren, I was looking at some of your pictures, and you seem to get like really, really up close with a lot of these animals. So, I mean, it almost looks like you could practically reach out and touch some of these, but I mean, I'm sure that's not the case, but...
No, that's a really good camera.
Okay. I didn't think you had a really good camera. Okay.
Now, you know what? They actually know where to stop, I think, so that you can get the good shots, and they don't, like, you know when you do Kilimanjaro, they kind of breeze right through everything, so there's really no time.
Right.
They actually pulled over, because the vehicle they put you in, after you go over the rope bridge... they put you in this smaller version of the Kilimanjaro one.
Mm-hmm.
And they can actually pull over on the side of the road. And we actually kind of waited there for a little bit. And they told us about the savannah. They told us about different things with the animals. And they kind of talked us through everything while we waited. And we were able to get some really good shots that way.
Okay.
It was fascinating.
I mean, for somebody, I mean, yeah, that rope bridge, and I know you're strapped in and everything. How high up is that? Because
it's high.
Is it okay? Like, I'm afraid of heights, so that
that could be a problem.
I am terrified of heights. If you could have seen the look on my face, and not only that, but as we got to the rope bridge, the skies opened up and it started to pour.
It opened up.
It was like, across, you know,
it was like a bad movie. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. but it's pretty high. And I got to be honest with you, I was pretty scared up on that bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, it plays with your emotions a little bit, especially for me going over
but
the Crocs.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was different.
And then I know that you talked about there being like a little like rest break area, or like, you know, they drive you out to like the African savannah and there's that little covered area where you guys can rest and they kind of feed you. I mean, can you talk about that?
So, yeah, they take you to this kind of like a little African hut out in the savannah, and they drop you off, and it's got a perfect kind of picturesque view over by the flamingos and the giraffes and just, you know, kind of the whole savannah. And they feed the giraffes too, so they put leaves in the trees that are really close to where you're eating. And then they bring over this kind of metal cantina that's got different layers. So when you unlatch it, there's like hummus, and then there's like a fruit medley of different fruits, some shrimp, some dried, I don't know, kind of like dried meats, some type of potato salad. So all kinds of good things
to eat. Yeah, some beef jerky and some, well, some different prosciutto type and jerky.
All right, kind of like you're roughing it.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay.
And an orchid, an edible orchid that you could eat as well, kind of placed in the middle of it. So they have this really nice setup, and you get to sit there and eat and talk and take photos and watch the giraffes and all the animals. So it's really nice. And they have restroom facilities there as well.
It's very peaceful.
Yeah, so it's a nice little getaway. And it makes you feel really special. It's kind of like, you know, like this little extra thing, and there's only 8 to 12 people there with you, and all the guides are there. And it's a great way to kind of end the adventure.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you get like up close with, I know you said the hippos, and I think, isn't there like alligators or crocs?
Yeah, the crocodiles.
Close to? Okay.
Yeah. Right after you cross the bridge, there's two bridges, and you cross them, and it's, you start out and it's like, oh, this isn't too bad because the planks are pretty close. And then all of a sudden there's a plank missing. And then all of a sudden there's two planks missing. And then and then there's like 4-3 feet or something between the planks. And there's like one plank every couple feet. And yeah, it is a little intimidating going over the bridge. And you're, of course, going over the crocodiles.
Nice.
You go over the second bridge. And then you latch in at the crocodile pit. And they're about, I don't know, 8 or 10 feet right below you when you're like latched in looking at them. And you can lean over similar to like the hippos because you're attached in the back, so you can walk right up to the edge and you can't fall in.
So you're doing like that Tom Cruise hovering like impossible thing.
Yeah, okay. Just like that, Bob.
Oh,
just
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, now I understand how you got those photos. Okay.
So you're right there, so you don't need any telephoto camera for the crocodiles because you're right. You're pretty much right there.
Neat. I mean, yeah, it just looks like you get really, you know, this is a really good way to get in-depth knowledge, you know, that you don't get on the tour because it's over so quick, you know, on the regular Kilimanjaro safaris I'm referring to. And then, you know, some great, great shots too. And I mean, I like that, you know, you're in this tiny group, you know, of, you know, a maximum of 12 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They take really good photos of you, and then they give you some little souvenirs to take with you, when it's over, as well as on the trek to keep with you. And then, it's just a nice close knit group. If you want to do something that you haven't experienced before, and even on the safari, like Lauren was saying, you get your little private vehicle and then they stop and you can stand up and walk around and move around to take the photos you want and kind of lean out. It's like a bench all along the edge of the vehicle, and they have binoculars there as well as at the little hut, so you can look at the animals through the binoculars.
Well, see, now that's just the cat's meow right there. Yes. You know, I
it's like,
well,
it's like the Pee Wee Herman alarm needs to go out now.
Right. You saw what I did there. Okay. Well, you know, I had to fit it in somewhere.
Nicely done.
Yes, thank you. But no, I mean, it really does sound like that. I mean, especially the ability to get around, to walk around and to lean out and take photos. I mean, you know, when you get on Kilimanjaro safaris, yeah, it's nice. And if you happen to be seated, you know, at the edge by, you know, a window and you know, have a good camera, you can get some good shots. But the moment you try to stand up, they immediately, you know, you need to sit down, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, they pull over and they talk to the driver and they say, okay, I see these animals coming up, so let's pull over here, and then they'll start talking about the animals and they'll They kind of guide the driver where to go.
And they're experts at, you know, it's not like these animals. I mean, these animals are roaming free within this giant safari. So they're so good, especially with the smaller animals, you know, the ones that kind of hide in the bushes and things. They are so good at finding them, you know, spotting them. You know, and kind of directing you.
Yeah, and well, it was fun because a lot of the animals have names. And, you know, they'd be like, oh, and there's so-and-so. You know, I don't know. They had funky names. They didn't call them George and Paul, Ringo and...
Ringo? Yeah. It's a Beatles reunion?
Yeah.
Although the hippo was Harry.
Harry's hippo. Okay, well...
But I do have to say that one shot that I got with the lions, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was really cool. And I was like, wow, how close did you get? I mean, you know, this doesn't look safe at all.
No, it was amazing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that is neat. I mean, you know, when I saw that photo, I was like, wow, I just, you know, I do need to do this at some point. So, yeah, what a great opportunity. And I agree with Steve. I mean, I think this is something very, very unique, you know, that not everybody gets to do. And if you are looking for something different for, you know, a special occasion or something, or you're just really interested in animals, you know, this is the way to go.
I think we agreed that it's kind of like a little mini Adventures by Disney.
Yeah, okay.
Because it is so personalized and it's so in-depth. And you know what? I need to maybe back down on a comment. It's certainly not the whole Mission Impossible thing, you know, where you're hanging over the edge, but
oh,
it
no,
does
I,
allow
I
you
know.
To lean,
just,
you know, toward
right,
the edge.
I was,
okay.
Can I
was
tell you,
yeah.
you know what got me over that bridge? All I
the
kept
rain?
Telling, nope, all I kept saying was, it's Disney. They're not going to let me fall. I swear to God, that was exactly what I
yeah.
was thinking.
But
well,
the bridge like, got scary at points.
You are strapped in, though, right?
Yeah, you are. You're hooked to a wire above you. There's no way. But when you're afraid of heights, that rationale isn't always there. But that was truly what got me through it. I just kept saying, you know what? It's Disney. Disney's not going to let me fall.
Right.
You know,
and if you did fall, I mean, the Crocs are right there.
They would have caught me. It would not have been a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, it's, you know, so you're
there's
good.
A pleasant
no,
thought.
I mean, it looks great. I mean, it's definitely something very, very cool. And I think your analogy is good, too, Lisa, like a little Adventures by Disney
mm-hmm.
type
yeah.
stay, you know.
That's how I felt.
And if you can't get to Africa for real, you know, this is maybe the next best thing.
Anything else you want to add, Lauren?
Well, just that at the beginning when you first get there, when they strap you into the vest and everything and the harness, they do give you a really nice water bottle. It's like a metal, like a tinny kind, I guess. And it says, you know, Wild Africa Trek on it, and that was pretty cool. And then at the end, when you're done, you get to put, what was it, a coin or a rock? It was a rock into a box, and there's four different ones. There's the lions, the elephants. What else was there?
The big cats, the rhinos.
Yep. There was four. Oh, general, which means everybody.
Yep.
And there was a third, there was another one. I can't remember what it was.
Elephants?
I think elephants, rhinos, lions, and then the general. And a portion of what you paid for the track goes into a donation for either whichever one you pick. So you kind of have a little control over it, which I think is kind of neat.
Yeah, and they don't tell you how much they donate, but just the
yeah.
fact that they do and they make the effort, I like that.
That it goes back to the animals.
Yeah. I'm sure 90% of it goes back.
Right.
Yes. If by animals you mean, you know, corporate boardroom full of stockholders, yeah. That's exactly where it goes back. You know.
Okay. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. We're going to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast once again. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and from iTunes. You can send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Join us again next time on Mouse Chat.